Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
the name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my toys full and complete. The precious name of Jesus. I love the name of Him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears a heart who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the name of Jesus. No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Sometimes it seems that my prayers go unanswered, day after day after day. And sometimes it seems that my prayers don't get through, and I want to give up on you. But we must keep on praying and trusting in God, because He hears our every word. Pray and don't lose heart, my child. Cry out to me day and night. I am the God who cares. Pray and don't lose heart.
Sometimes it seems that I'm praying in vain, again and again and again. And sometimes it seems that nothing is happening, and I don't want to wait on you. But we must keep on praying and waiting on God, because His faithfulness will see us through. Pray.
Don't lose heart.
all your heart to him. He hears you and he cares.
Pray and don't lose heart, my child. Cry out to me day and night. I hear your prayers. I am the God who cares. Pray and don't lose heart. Pray and don't lose
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and Jesus is my portion. songs give place to sighing. When hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know and I know he watches me.
I think of the day I met Jesus. He gave me a reason to sing, for everything changed in a moment. How I praise him, my Savior and King. Oh, everything changed in a moment of time. The emptiness vanished away. My burdens fell off at the foot of the cross. Yes, everything changed on that day. My sin was forgiven, my guilt was all gone. Transformed by his power divine, the light of eternity started to shine. When everything changed in a moment, moment of time,
moment of time.
The door is still open to heaven. The Lord will forgive you today. Receive his free gift of salvation. He will take all your burdens away. Oh, everything changed in a moment of time. The emptiness vanished away. My burdens fell off at the foot of the cross. Yes, everything changed on that day. My sin was forgiven, my guilt was all gone. Transformed by his power divine, the light of eternity started to shine. When everything changed in a moment, moment of time.
Far away, I turn my eyes towards heaven, and this is what you say. Cast your cares upon me, for I care. I turn my eyes towards and learn of me. For my yoke is easy, knowing me will set you free. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. If I know every sparrow, how much more will I know?
Signs of the end of the times, there are crystal clear, we ought to see. Wars and diseases and the strife everywhere, Jesus returns sooner than known. He is coming again. The end of time is now. Are you ready when He comes to take us? Oh, He is coming again. The end of time is now. Are you ready when He comes to take us home? These are the times of the end. And pray all day, all night,
speaking the truth, fleeing from evil.
Jesus returns to take us home.
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
My shepherd will supply my need. Beside the living stream. truth and grace.
When I walk through the shades of death, thy presence is my stay.
Made new. promise God has made to us all, that if we turn from our sinful ways and put our faith in His Son,
He will freely forgive us, He will wash us clean, and when we stand before His throne, He will shout, "Welcome in!" He will shout, "Welcome in! This is the best news that we could ever hear. More than amazing, it drives out every fear. By trusting in Jesus Christ, in His saving sacrifice, we
with His next breath raised Him yet alive. What manner of man is this whom winds and seas obey? What kind of man is this who teaches how to pray like we've never known? Go before the throne of the Father on high.
Insist he die and suffer all. What kind in a lowly cattle stable in the town of Bethlehem. A baby is born to save fallen man, but he was rejected, they cried, crucify. And as a humble man, Jesus had to die. Placed in a borrowed tomb, but just till day three, when out from the grave he arose in mighty victory. He died as the lamb, but he rose as the lion, to the conqueror of Calvary. Death bowed his knee, bowed the knee to the Lord of lords and King of kings. Bowed the knee as heaven's angels start to sing, holy, holy to the Christ of Calvary. Jesus bowed the knee. I can see old Satan as he enters the room. His time is almost over. Soon he'll meet his doom. He will live in hell for all eternity. But before he leaves Christ's presence, he must bow the knee. Now this is something that he has never done. What great humiliation to bow before God's Son. But his leg begins to tremble, his fear is plain to see. And then before the throne of God, Satan bows his knee. Bow the knee to the Lord of lords and King of kings. Bow the knee as heaven's angels start to sing, holy, holy to the Christ of
as a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending his Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight, till he takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. for he is worthy. Serve him, we will serve him, we will serve him, for he is worthy. Choose you this day, tell me who will you serve. Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise he deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
As for me and my house, we will serve the
As for
Lord.
Me and my house, we will serve.
As for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Oh, he all my griefs has taken, and all my sorrows borne. In temptation he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Tomb was empty and death could not win. God was worthy. Meeting, I knelt on my knees there in prayer. He lifted my burdens, sin shackles fell from me, and his presence was so real everywhere. Now that the load I carry is lighter, he changed my gray skies to blue. My steps are now higher, for I have this assurance that his sweet love will carry me through.
I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven.
Come go with me to that land over yonder. He's prepared for the pure and the true. It's a place where sickness and death cannot enter. I'm going, brother, how about you? Maybe today or maybe tomorrow he'll return in robes of pure white. I'm packing my bags, getting my things together. Who knows, it may be tonight. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. That's called heaven, heaven.
There was darkness all over. Crucified the Son of Man. The veil of the temple was rent. Though few really knew what it meant. Was this the earth's darkest hour?
Thank you.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled Angelic Realtor. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." Are you from around here? This unexpected question, directed at my roommate, his facial structure and dark hair prompts many such questions, made us turn around to see who was speaking. An elderly woman stood there smiling. Elijah answered for my roommate, who was just starting to learn the language. "No," he said, and proceeded to tell the woman where each of us was from. "Are you looking to rent a place?" she asked. It was an appropriate question, since we, Elijah and Beth, my roommate and I, were standing outside a real estate office in the hopes to find precisely that for my roommate and me. "Yes," Elijah answered. "Well, I have an apartment to rent. I have to catch a flight tomorrow to my hometown in another part of the country. But if you want, you can look at it now and we can take care of everything tonight." We agreed hesitantly and began following her to the apartment. It was already about 7 p.m. and the sun was setting. "Either this is from God or it's a waste of time," I remarked to Elijah. Already 3 weeks into our apartment hunting, we had encountered numerous complications and difficulties. With this owner leaving tomorrow, what were our chances? Yet the impression was there, so we went with it. We entered the apartment and had a look around. We liked it. It was in a good location and had the space we needed. Therefore, we sat down in the well-furnished living room and began negotiations. "How can we complete this deal if you leave tomorrow?" we asked the owner. She told us she was friends with one of the head officials at the office where we would finalize the contract, and an oral statement from her would suffice. We agreed in terms for a 10-month lease, and then we encountered another obstacle. All contracts, like the one we had just filled out, had to be stamped with the fingerprints of both parties in red ink. But none of us had a red ink pad. We all thought for a few seconds, and then the owner had an idea. Lipstick! Unfortunately, she didn't use any, and neither did Beth. The landlady searched through some things her daughter had left in the apartment and found some reddish lipstick. So there we were at 11:15 p.m. rubbing lipstick on our fingers and stamping fingerprints by our signatures. We started laughing about how this was our first time using lipstick, and our new landlady asked us what was so funny. Elijah began to explain, starting with the suddenness of our encounter, in which he compared her to an angel sent from God to help us find an apartment. Then she turned the tables on him. "Yes," she said, "and it's like you are angels from the prophet Jesus." We were taken aback at her response and didn't know what to make of it. Over time, she quickly proved to be a very nice landlady, calling us regularly to check in and make sure everything was okay. A few weeks later, she returned to our city and came by on a Friday for a visit. She helped us make some local food, and we talked for a while. As she was about to leave, my roommate called his parents via video chat, Skype, and she rushed into his room to say hi to them. They waved to each other and exchanged pleasantries, but neither understanding what the other was saying. She was so happy to be able to meet his parents that I told her she could come by on Sunday morning when I usually talk with my family and she could meet them. She was very pleased. The next Sunday, using a somewhat unreliable internet connection, she was very happy to meet my parents and talk with them for a bit while I interpreted. As we were talking, all of a sudden, she leaned over to me and whispered, "Don't tell anyone, but I have a desire to follow Jesus." Her words echoed in my brain as I finished talking to my mum. When I got a chance, I took my roommate aside and told him what she had said. We, my roommate, the landlady and I, had been invited to have lunch over at Elijah and Beth's house. At our first opportunity, my roommate and I excitedly shared our landlady's words with the couple. Later, as we ate lunch together, our landlady actually steered the conversation toward religious topics and eventually to her secret desire to follow Jesus. She also confided that her husband was seeking to know more about Jesus and to follow him too. Before she left that afternoon, we gave her a copy of Genesis, Exodus, and the New Testament in her language. Since then, we have had more conversations about spiritual matters, and she has asked us many questions about how followers of Jesus pray, among other things. Praise the Lord with us for his work in our landlady's life. Pray with us that he will protect and guide this precious couple into a deeper relationship with him. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 109. An angel guided Philip to the one who was seeking for light and who was ready to receive the gospel. And today, angels will guide the footsteps of those workers who will allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify their tongues and refine and ennoble their hearts. Angelic Realtor was written by Josiah Miller of Adventist Frontier Missions. Used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions, AFM. AFM seeks to establish indigenous Seventh-day Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can visit afmonline.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Psalms 119 differs from all other psalms in several ways. First, it is the longest psalm with 176 verses, each part denoted by one of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and each of these containing 8 verses. Second, almost all verses mention God's law in some way. As each part is read, the relevant Hebrew letter is pronounced first, indicating the first letter of that part. Let's listen to William Ackland as he reads a portion of Psalm 119 from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Het. You are the centre of my life, O Lord. I have promised to keep your words. I have implored your blessing with my whole heart. Be merciful to me in harmony with your word. I thought about the direction of my life, then turned to your testimonies. I decided to act quickly, not delaying to keep your commandments. Even though my enemies bind me securely. I will not forget your law. I will leave my bed in the middle of the night to praise you, for I am grateful for your righteous judgments. I have chosen my friends from those who reverence you, from those who keep your precepts. The earth shows many evidences of your love. So teach me your statutes, O Lord. Tet, I could not be happier with the way you have treated me, for you have blessed me according to your word. Teach me how to judge wisely, to judge according to your commandments. Before troubles came upon me, I went astray, but now I am safe, for I keep your word. You are good, and all you do is good. I want you to teach me your statutes. My arrogant enemies have smeared me by a lie, but my aim is to keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are insensitive to others, but my delight is your law. When I am chastised, it is good for my character, for in my troubles I learn more of your statutes. The law that comes from you is far better to me than piles of silver and mounds of gold. Yud. Your very hands have created me, so please give me an understanding mind that I may learn your commandments. My fellows who respect you will be happy in my presence, because I have put your word at the centre of my life. It is clear to me, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and it is because of your love for me that you have allowed troubles to come. Cover me, O Lord, with your kind mercy, in harmony with your word to me. Let the blessings of daily life be mine, that I may be sustained, for your law is the delight of my life. Let the arrogant be taught a lesson for maligning me without a reason. But as for me, I will think deeply on your precepts. May those who fear you have respect for me, those who are familiar with your testimonies. Let me be faultless in respect to your statutes, that I may not be accused of sin. Kaf. I desperately long for your salvation, and my hope is in your word. My eyes are becoming sore from seeking your word, and I say, when will you comfort your child? I am like a shriveled up wineskin in the smoke, but I still do not forget your statutes. How long will my life be, O Lord? When will you punish those who persecute me? When will the arrogant stop harrying me? What they are doing is condemned by your law. All your commandments are authoritative. Please help me, for I am pursued without good reason. My enemies have almost hounded me to death, but in all my troubles I did not renounce your precepts. Give me new life again, O Lord, for you love me, that I can follow the testimony that you have spoken. Lamed. Your word stands firm forever in heaven, O Lord. Your faithfulness is renewed to each generation. You created the earth, and it stays where you placed it. It continues to this day in harmony with your ordinances, for all people are your servants. If I had not made your law the guide of my life, I would have succumbed when the hard times came. I will never forget your precepts, for they have shown me the way of life. I belong to you, O Lord, so please save me, for I have desired to keep your precepts. The wicked wait to ambush and destroy me, but my mind will be focused on your testimonies. I have seen how beautiful are the things you have made, but your commandments are even more majestic. Mem. How I love your law. It is in my thoughts throughout the day. By your commandments, O Lord, I am wiser than my enemies, and there never is a time when they do not enclose me. I understand things better than my teachers, for your testimonies are where I gain my wisdom. I understand even more than the aged among us, because I have followed your precepts. I have chosen not to go down the path of evil, so that I may live out the principles of your word. I have not ignored your judgments, for you have been my teacher. Your word has inspired me. It is sweeter than honey in my mouth. It is through your precepts that my understanding grows, and I have learned to hate everything evil. Nun. Your word is a lamp as I journey through life, shining a bright light onto my pathway. I have vowed to you, confirming that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am hounded and harried, so reinvigorate me by your word. Accept, O Lord, the praise of my mouth, and please teach me your judgments. My life seems to lurch from one danger to another, but in all my troubles, I do not forget your law. The wicked keep trying to trap me, yet, even so, I have not wandered from your precepts. Your testimonies I regard as my inheritance, for they bring great joy to me. I have made it a practice to live by your statutes each day to the end of my life.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.